Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Carolina Shout Podcast. I'm Ethan Uslan. I am your host, your piano player, and your tour guide through the ensuing auditory experience. That song you just heard me noodle around with was Alexander's Ragtime Band by Irving Berlin. And I've noticed that Irving Berlin gets a lot of airplay on this podcast, probably because he wrote a ton of songs, and most of them are of unusually high quality. And today I have two more Irving Berlin songs I want to play for you. The first is called I Paid My Income Tax Today. I figured I'd play that today because I paid my income tax today. And for most people, filing income taxes is the most boring, dreadful, tedious, soul-destroying activity that you wouldn't wish upon your worst enemy. And that goes for me too. I hate it. And it's not something I'd want to write a song about. But Irving Berlin, he did that in 1942. Just a few months after America entered World War II, Congress passed the Revenue Act, which basically jacked up taxes to pay for the war. Income tax used to be just for the wealthy, but now it was for the middle class as well. It was another sacrifice that was going to have to be made on the home front. So, to help with the war effort, to boost morale, Irving Berlin wrote this little ditty. To my Uncle Sam, old man taxes, here I am, and he was glad to see me, Mr. Small Fry, yes indeed, lower brackets, that's my speed, but he was glad to see me. I paid my income tax today, I never felt so proud before, to be right there with the millions more. Who paid that income tax today? I'm squared up with the USA. You see those bombers in the sky? Rockefeller helped to build them, so did I. I paid my income tax today. My income tax today. 1,000 planes to bomb Berlin. They'll all be paid for because I chipped in. That certainly makes me feel okay. Pretty good. 10,000 more and that ain't hay. We must pay for this war somehow. Uncle Sam was worried, but he ain't now. I paid my income tax today. And there you have it, I Paid My Income Tax Today by composer and taxpayer Irving Berlin. It should be noted that although Berlin was a stand-up guy, he did have a close call with the IRS. Around the time he wrote that song, his good friend, the Hollywood producer Joseph Schenck, was being investigated for tax evasion. As Schenck got into deeper and deeper trouble, Irving Berlin got nervous because he and Schenck were gambling buddies and they didn't report their winnings. What if the IRS, upon scrutinizing Schenck's activities, found some dirt on Irving Berlin? Well, Schenck was eventually sent to jail because he was a real big tax cheat, and Irving Berlin fortunately never got into trouble, and he lived happily ever after, thank goodness. But the lesson is, pay your taxes, people. Report your gambling winnings. Don't mess with the IRS, or find loopholes like I do. Did you know that I classify my podcasting studio as a rutabaga farm? Saves me thousands. All right. I think that one obscure Irving Berlin song deserves another. So here's another one. This one was also a reaction to federal legislation. This song goes back to 1924 when the government enacted the Johnson-Reed Act. The Johnson-Reed Act drastically restricted immigration from Southern and Eastern Europe, basically to keep out Jews and the Italians. And if you were African, you could only immigrate to America if you were white. And if you were Asian or Muslim, forget about it. Or you could wait till 1965 when a new immigration act was passed and the race-based quota systems were abolished. So here is Irving Berlin's musical reaction to the passing of the Johnson-Reed Act. This is a song called Don't Send Me Back to Petrograd. It was written expressly for Fanny Bryce, who sang it on stage in a Yiddish accent because it was about a Jewish immigrant being sent back to Petrograd. But I'm going to sing it, but I don't really do the Yiddish accent, not in my skill set. You want I should sing in a Yiddish accent? I can't do that. I'm just going to sing it in my regular voice, and singing's really not in my skill set either. But you got to have the words to this song, so I'm just going to do the best I can. You're going to have to suck it up. Here it is. Don't send me back, I don't want to go back to Petrograd. Don't send me back, I don't want to go back to my hometown. There's millions of people on the shore, why can't you make room for just one more? There's a girl that I love waiting out on the pier. How can I go when my heart is over here? Give me the chance that you gave all my friends from Petrograd. I want to be in the land of the free and settle down. The Liberty statue down the bay is looking right at you and seems to say, oh, don't send him back. It's terrible in my hometown. The very best people that you know were foreigners not so long ago. When they came over here, they were all immigrants. So were their cousins and their uncles and their aunts. Give me the chance you gave all my friends from Petrograd. I just want to be in the land of the free and settle down. I promise to work the best I can. I'll even wash the sheets for the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, don't send me back. It's terrible in my hometown. So there you have it. Don't Send Me Back to Petrograd by Irving Berlin from 1924. Interesting, unusual little number. Draws attention to the plight of deportees who are separated from loved ones and sent back to situations in their homelands that are either very bleak or very dangerous. Very relevant to today. But I know some of you listening are saying, hey, Ethan, you're trying to slip your bleeding heart liberal worldview into your podcast. Immigrants, legal, illegal, whatever, they steal jobs and they need to be deported. And to that, I would respond by saying, look, I hear you. I'm against job stealers, but you know who the biggest job stealers are? They're not immigrants. They're robots. We need to deport the robots. That's what the problem is. All right, I'm getting off track here. We need to get back to the music. All right, what should I play now? You know what? I'm going to let you guys decide. Let's open up the phone lines. Just call in, request something. I'm going to play it. This is Ethan. Thanks for calling the Carolina Shout Podcast All Request Hotline. What would you like me to play today?
Hi, this is the alert system with Visa MasterCard account services with important changes to your account before the next billing cycle.
Is that a song?
If you received your new rates by mail and wish not to be contacted, press 3. Congratulations on your
Are you even a person?
History. You now qualify for a 0% interest rate on all your
credit card accounts.
This is a limited time offer and you must respond immediately. Press 1
now. No, this is the ragtime hotline. You can't do this. A robot called me. I told you they're taking over. It used to be that humans used to call. They're taking our jobs. They're ruining this world. This is bad, people. But you know what? I don't know if we can win this battle against the robots. We can't fight them. They're too strong. They're too numerous. I think we need to just learn to tolerate them, coexist with them. So, as a peace offering to the robots, I'm going to play a piano piece from 1928 entitled Robots. It's by the British pianist and composer Billy Mayerl. Mayerl is spelled M-A-Y-E-R-L. So keep in mind, while I pronounce his name Mayerl, British people pronounce it Mail, because a British person would say, Billy Mayerl gave birth to a squirrel named Pearl, who was a girl, you know, something like that. But I would feel weird talking like that, so I'm going to say Billy Mayerl. So here's a 1928 piece he wrote called Robots. So listen for the robots. You can hear them in the music clanking about doing things humans used to do and get paid for. That's pretty cool, no? I like that piece, Robots. Billy Mayerl composed a lot of fancy piano music like that. I hope to play more for you over the course of this podcast. As I said, this music was published in 1928, and that was a time when humanoid robots first began capturing the public's imagination in film and literature. And the movie Metropolis had some spiffy robot characters, and that came out in 1927. So I wonder if any Robots in particular inspired Billy Mayerl's piece. Hey Siri, did anything interesting happen in 1928 in London that has to do with robots?
Hi Ethan, yes, the first British robot was introduced in 1928.
Really? How interesting, the first British robot.
Yes, his name was Eric.
Eric?
Yes, did I stutter?
Okay, Eric, sorry, don't get testy there, Siri. So tell me, what could Eric do?
Eric could stand up, sit down, and take a bow, but he could not walk. He could also talk. By this I mean he would move his mouth and give pre-recorded statements.
Wow, so maybe the unveiling of Eric inspired Billy Mayerl to compose Robots the Piano Piece.
Quite possibly.
So tell me, Siri, is Eric still around? Has he figured out how to walk yet?
Eric eventually disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to him. In 2016, the London Science Museum built an Eric replica. You can visit him at the London Science Museum, but he still can't walk.
All right. Thanks, Siri. That was some great information. You really came through there.
You are welcome, Ethan. I love your podcast, by the way.
Oh, Siri. Thank you. Well, I'm afraid this episode is about to come to an end, but I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it. We covered a lot of ground today. Taxes, immigrants, robots, all the important issues. Let's roll the credits. The Carolina Shout is recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ethan Uslan is the host and piano player. Kate Uslan is the audio engineer. Kate and I both would like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to our podcast. We would also like to thank your spouse and any of your dependents. Be sure to list the names of any dependents along with their social security numbers in Section 6B and attach Schedule EIC. If you have children under the age of 17, please indicate if they live with you or if they do not live with you due to divorce or separation. Be sure to attach Schedule 8812 for the child tax credit. And of course, like I always say, if line 38 is $155,650 or less, multiply $4,050 by the number on line 6D. Otherwise, see instructions. Common sense, people. Oh, and if line 74 is more than line 73, subtract line 63 from line 74. Finally, if you've been assessed an FTD penalty for a quarter and you made an error on Schedule B, and the correction won't change the total liability for the quarter you reported on Schedule B, you may be able to reduce your penalty by filing a corrected Schedule B. For example, you reported a liability of $3,000 on day one of month one. However, the liability was actually for month three. Prepare an amended Schedule B showing the $3,000 liability on day one of month three. Also, you must enter the liabilities previously reported for the quarter that didn't change. Write amended at the top of Schedule B. IRS will read that.